我们今天讲的是《箴言书》的第十一章的第三节开始讲。
Today we're going to start at Proverbs 11, verse 3.
我们看第三节哈。
Let's look at verse 3.
上一次我们讲了哈，我们要讲话的时候要小心。
Last time we talked that when you speak, you have to speak carefully.
因为我们里边心里边有什么，我们嘴上就讲什么。
Because whatever it is in your heart, that will be reflected in your speech.
如果我们里边是邪恶的，我们讲出话也是邪恶的。
If we are evil in our hearts, then our words will be evil as well.
讲出来的邪恶的话呢，也会污染别人。
And the evil words that we speak will corrupt others. Yeah.
如果我们里边充满了正直。
If we are full of integrity.
那么我们这个正直呢，讲出话也正直。
Then their integrity will.
讲出的话也是正直的。
Oh, then the things that we say will have integrity as well.
就会帮助到别人。
And it will help others.
好了，那么这个很重要。那接下来呢，他就说，他说正直人的纯正必引导自己。
Here it says the integrity of the upright guides them.
换句话说，如果我们里边有正直的话。
Another way to say it is if our heart has integrity.
那第一个得到这个好处的是谁呢？是我们自己。
Who is the first one that benefits? It's ourselves.
就好像你知道一加一等于二。
Just like you know, 1 + 1 = 2.
所以老师给你出问题考试的时候呢，说一加一等于几，你填上是二，老师就说是对的。
Just like when you have a test and you answer the question 1 + 1 = 2, your teacher will give you a check mark.
哎，你做的就是对的。那么正直人的纯正呢，他就照着这个正直去走的时候呢，他就能够走在一个对的路上。
When you do what is right and you go walk the road of integrity.Everything you do will.
按照这个正直呢，就可以带领你走的是对的。
And your uprightness will guide you.
所以我们每个人走路呢，都喜欢走条正路，谁都不喜欢走错路的。
So anyone that goes that walks along the road wants to go on the right road. We don't like to go on the wrong road.
但是你要想走正路的话呢，你必须知道哪条路是对的。
If you want to go on the right road, you have to know which road is right.
如果你不知道的话，你很难走一条对的路的。
Yeah, if you don't know which way to go, then you won't be able to choose the right way.
所以一个正直人。什么叫正直人呢？正直人就知道哪条路是对的。
What does it mean to be a person of integrity? You know which road is right.
然后他才走上去的。
And then you will walk that way.
那同样的道理，我们讲的说，奸诈人的乖僻必毁灭自己。
And on the same note, the crookedness of the treacherous destroys them.
好了，这里奸诈人呢，他是乖僻的。
The treacherous people, they are described as crooked.
他用一些谎言去欺骗别人。
They use lies to trick others.
用一些坏的那些不好的主意邪恶的主意呢去损害别人
They use evil ideas to hurt others
所以呢他所做的他所走的路呢都不是直的是歪的
So the way they walk isn't a straight road it's a crooked road
他不单可以毁灭别人、
They don't only destroy others
同时他首先毁灭的是他自己
First they destroy themselves
为什么因为他自己本身就是一个奸诈的人
Because、they are crooked themselves
所以我们就清楚明白一件事情。
So we have to be clear of something.
无论你是正直人也好，或者你是一个奸诈人也好，你的结局是不一样的。
So whether you are a person of integrity or if you are a treacherous person, your end will be different.
你知道这个正直的路，你走就能够达到你的那个目的地。
You know if you walk the road of integrity, you know that you'll be able to get what you want.
而这些奸诈的人呢，他不知道哪条路是对的，哪条路是错的，他走的一定是错的那条路，他的结局呢，他的最后的目的地呢，一定是灭亡。
So the treacherous person doesn't even know where they're going, they don't know which road is right or wrong, and in the end they will end up in death.
而且这条路是他自己走的哈。
And this is the road that they have chosen.
不是别的人强迫他或者拉着他去的。
They have not been forced or dragged onto this road. They
是他自己走的。
They have chosen it themselves.
所以你不要觉得说，哎，我走错了路是因为别人把我领错了。
So they can never say, oh, I walked on the wrong road because of someone else.
是我们自己里边不知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
It's because we ourselves don't know what is right or wrong.
而我告诉你一件事情是什么呢？当你不知道什么是对，什么是错的时候呢，那你一定是走错的。
If you don't know what is right or wrong, for sure you will choose what is wrong.
你不会无缘无故就走对了的。
You won't accidentally choose the right road.
你们考试的时候呢，考试那道题你不懂，你可以去猜，你可能猜对的。
When you're doing a test, if you don't know the answer, there's a chance that you might choose the right answer.
但是你人生的道路，你去猜的话，是一定是猜错的。
But on the road of life, you for sure will choose the wrong one if you don't know what is right and wrong.
你没有可能猜对的。
There is no possibility that you'll choose what is right.
为什么呢，琳达？因为我们都是罪人
Because we're sinners
我们好像一个瞎子一样
We're like blind people
你让瞎今天你把一个瞎子领到外边你说今天的天是什么颜色的他能猜对吗
If you put a blind person outside and you say, "Oh, what color is the sky today?" Will they be able to guess?
他不可能的，他没看见过。
Probably not.
从来没看见天是什么颜色的。
They've never seen what color the skies can be.
所以我们今天需要学习什么叫正直，什么叫纯正。
So we have to learn what is integrity and what is treachery.
这非常重要的。
This is very important.
因为一旦我们走错了，走错了结局就是毁灭自己。
Because if we go the wrong way, we will destroy ourselves.
所以我们现在需要是学习。
So we need to learn.
好，我们看第四节。
So let's look at verse four.
所以呢，这里让我们看到哈，这个正直呢是非常重要的。
So integrity is very important.
为什么这个正直非常重要呢
？Why is it important?
前面他讲到的是什么呢？前面讲到的是毁灭。
It says in the verse three about destruction.
是毁灭。那么现在呢，这里边告诉我们一件事情吗？因为有个发怒的日子。
Now here it tells us about a day of wrath.
当这个发怒的日子呢，就是要毁灭的日子。
The day of wrath is when you are destroyed.
所以上帝会有一天他会发怒的。
So there is one day that that God will have a day of wrath.
他的愤怒要落在这些奸诈人的身上。
His wrath will be upon all the treacherous people.
将他毁灭。
And he will destroy all of them.
这里说是要神的愤怒要倾倒在这一切的罪恶上面。
So the day of wrath, God's wrath will be upon all those who are sinful.
谁也不能够拯救一个人在上帝的毁灭之下的，没有人可以拯救的。
No one can be saved from the destruction of God.
然后后边他说，资财无益。
Here it says, riches do not profit.
我们今天大家都喜欢钱，是吧
？Here, all of us like money, right?
为什么人喜欢钱呢
？Why do people like money?
啊？Carol, 为什么人喜欢钱呢？想干啥干啥，就是钱有用啊。
Because money is useful.
它有能力的。
There's power with money.
你比如你去犯罪了，警察把你抓住了。
So for example, if you commit a crime and you're caught by the police.
你给警察钱，警察说你走吧。
You can bribe the police with money and then they can let you go.
真的可能救你的命的。
And there's a possibility that it will save your life.
这钱呢可以做很多的事情，是不是 ，Carol？ 你想做什么都可以的。
You can do a lot of things with money, right? You can do whatever you want.
甚至可以做很多的违法的事情。
You can do a lot of things against the law.
啊，你违法了，他能把你从法律底下救出来。
You can use money to save yourself from the law.
因为钱很有用。
Because money is useful.
今天有很多人又看什么有用呢？这个权有用，权柄有用。
Oh, so a lot of people think that authority or power is very useful.
所以我要当大官哈。
So I want to be the
大官像特朗普一样，像 Trump，
someone in a high position，
yeah, 像 Trump，
like Trump，
他想做什么就做什么，
he can do whatever he wants。
但是呢，当上帝发怒的日子，
but on God's day of wrath，
不管你多有钱，
it does not matter how rich you are，
不管你的地位有多高，
it does not matter how powerful you are，
不管你长得多么漂亮，
it doesn't matter how beautiful you are，
不管你多么有聪明，
doesn't matter how smart you are.
不管你在学校得多少个 A，
it doesn't matter at school how many A's you have.
都没有用，都不能够救你脱离上帝的毁灭。
It's useless. It cannot help you get out of the destruction.
看到了。那么我这里边所讲的资财呢，表达的意思是我们今天所能够看到的一切。
So the riches mentioned here, it's kind of describing everything that we can see.
就是无论你在世界当中拥有什么，拥有多少，都不能够拯救你从上帝的愤怒当中拯救出来。
So no matter what you have, you cannot be saved from the day of wrath.
你一定要毁灭的。
You for sure will be destroyed.
但是唯有一件事情可以救你脱离上帝的毁灭。
But one thing can save you on the day of wrath.
就是后边说的，唯有公义能救人脱离死亡。
So it says at the end here, righteousness delivers from death.
因为神发怒的日子，审判罪恶的日子，罪人就要死亡。
Because on the day of wrath, God punishes the wicked.
所以我们就看到了前面，这里面讲到了公义和前边的这个纯正或者正直是一个意思的。
So here we can see that righteousness and integrity have the same meaning.
啊，因此前面就告诉我们说，你做一个正直人，你要做一个正直的人，你要做一个纯正的人是多么重要。
So that's how important it is to be a person of integrity.
那为什么上帝喜欢公义、纯正、正直呢
？Why does God love a righteous and a person full of integrity？
因为上帝就是公义的。
Because God is righteous.
上帝就是正直的。
God is full of integrity.
上帝就是纯正的。
God is upright.
如果我们不正直，我们不纯正，我们不公义，我们就是上帝的敌人。
If we are not full of integrity, if we are not upright, if we are not righteous, then we are wicked.
而之所以上帝呢，他又是绝对公义，他要审判一切的罪恶。
And because God is righteous, He must punish the wicked.
这个审判呢的结局呢，就是灭亡。
And the punishment for the wicked, it is destruction.
因此这里说，唯有公义能救人脱离死亡。
Only righteousness can save you from destruction.
换句话说，一个公义的人就能够不被神的愤怒所毁灭。
So only a righteous person can get out of God's wrath.
那前面我们讲到了很多什么是公义的，什么是不公义的。
So we've talked a lot about what is righteous and what is not righteous.
那公义的对面啊，公义的反义词是什么呢
？What is the opposite of righteousness?
愚昧。
Foolishness?
Jenna, 这个公义的反义词是什么呢
？What's the opposite of righteousness?
邪恶。
So evil?
对了，公义的对面的词就叫邪恶。
So evil is the opposite of righteousness?
前面我们讲到了很多的公义，也讲到了很多的邪恶，对不对
？We've previously talked a lot about righteousness and a lot about what's wicked.
好了，比如说公义这一边有一个什么诚实。对吧？诚实就是诚实人是公义的。那么另外一个人是什么呢？邪恶的那方对应的是什么呢 ？Teresa， 说谎是什么呢？就是不诚实，不诚实就是欺骗，欺骗就是谎言。
So there's two sides. There's righteousness and there's wickedness. On the side of righteousness, there's truth, and on the side of wickedness, there are lies.
好了，那么公义的一边呢，有爱心啊、哦，很有爱心。
So, on the side of righteousness, there is love.
那么邪恶的一边对应的是什么呢
？What about on evil, the side of wickedness?
Nancy， 仇恨。
Hate。
爱对应的就是仇恨。
The opposite of love is hate。
所以上帝喜欢我们是诚实的。
So God wants us to be people of truth。
他不喜悦我们是欺骗的。
He does not want us to be someone who tricks people。
他喜欢我们讲真实的话。
He likes us to to be。People that tell the truth.
不喜欢我们讲谎言
Doesn't like us to tell lies.
换句话说，无论谎言，无论欺骗，它走向的就是灭亡
Whether it's lies or tricking people, the end is destruction.
上帝喜欢我们彼此相爱
God wants us to love one another.
上帝不喜欢我们大家你恨我，我恨你的
God does not want us to hate each other.
所以恨人呢，就是杀人
Because so hating someone is killing someone.
所以这就是在上帝的眼中所看到的事实。你恨一个人，就相当于杀一个人。
So that's how God sees things. If you hate someone, you're killing them.
所以上帝喜欢人，你能爱别人，而不是你去恨别人。
So God wants us to love one another, not hate one another.
所以恨人的，上帝也恨他。
So people that hate others, God hates them.
上帝不但恨他，而且要毁灭他。
God will not only hate that person, He will destroy them.
所以我们明白这个道理之后呢，怎么样能够救我们脱离神的愤怒和灭亡呢
？So can we understand this principle? How can we be saved on the day of wrath?
你要学习公义的事情。
We have to learn what is righteous.
就是这些诚实啊，爱别人呐、啊，去关心别人啊，这些事情。
So that's being a person of integrity, loving people and caring for people. Those things.
这个呢，你去爱别人，去关心别人，和他穷和他有钱没有钱是没有关系的。
So it's if you love people and care for people, it's not has nothing to do with if you have money or not.
我们通常人呢是爱那些比较好的人。
Usually we love people that are good.
特别是他有钱，哎呀，我爱他。
Especially if they have money, oh, I love this person.
但是上帝要我们说，我们不但爱那些有钱的人，没有钱的人，穷人，我们也要爱他。
So God not only says we have to love people with money, poor people, we're supposed to love them too.
我们人呢，通常喜欢看，哎，我喜欢他太可爱了，所以我喜欢他，我爱他。
Oh, usually we like people that are really cute. Oh, he's so cute, so I love him.
哈，我看另外一些人呢，不可爱，不，哎呀，我就不喜欢他。
Those people are not lovable. I don't like them at all.
上帝。讲的不是这个
God's not talking about
上帝说你去爱一个人呢和他可爱不可爱是没有关系的你都要爱他
God's telling us that we don't love a person whether they're on the basis if they're lovable or not
所以我们在教会当中也好在外边也好你要去爱每一个人
So whether you're at church or outside we have to love every person
当你去爱那些你喜欢的人的时候呢那就相当于不喜欢的你讨厌那些你不喜欢的人
So we're not supposed to love the people we want to love and hate the people we don't like.
这样的话，发怒的日子依然我们要面对神的审判。
Or else on the day of wrath will see God's punishment.
所以孩子们，你们到这边来就学什么是公义的事儿。
So when we come here, we're learning about what is righteousness.
就好像你在学校里上课一样。
Just like when we're at school and we go to class.
老师告诉你很多的题目的。
We learn about lots of different topics.
一加一，二加二，五加五，七加八，很多的数学题目。
Lots of mathematical addition questions.
然后告诉你怎么来运算。
And he tells us how we should add these.
当考试的日子的时候呢，你就能够啊全答对了。
And when the test comes, we can get everything right.
同样，我们学习公义也是这样的。
So when we learn about righteousness, that's the same thing.
我们为什么来到这里呢
？Why do we come here?
我们就在学习公义。
We're learning about what is righteous.
就是上帝所喜欢的事情。
The things that God loves.
当我们能够知道什么是公义，我们又照着去做的时候，我们就在神发怒的日子呢，我们就会免去灭亡。
When we know what is righteous and we do it, then we will be saved on the day of wrath.
所以这是很重要的一件事情啊。
This is very important.
如果你觉得说你在考试的时候考个不及格很重要的话，我告诉你，当神愤怒的日子来审判的时候，那更重要。
So if you think it's important to know everything so that you don't fail a test, I want to tell you, on God's day of wrath, it's more important that you're ready not to fail.
因为尽管你在学校里边可能全都得 A, 但是神来审判来的日子呢，你依然可能是灭亡的。
So whether you get all A's on your test at school or not, on the day of wrath, you will be destroyed.
你看前面这个，他用的词第三节当中，他用的是毁灭。
In verse 3, it says uses the word destroys.
什么叫毁灭？
What does it mean to be destroyed?
毁灭不是简单的说这有一个手机我把它毁灭我把它摔了就结束了就
It's not a simple matter just like my phone I'm throwing it on the floor I break it and it's destroyed
而是它永远处在一个被毁灭的状态
So this person that's destroyed is eternally being destroyed and continually destroyed
所以这个毁灭是很可怕的
So this is a very scary destruction
所以虽然你们年纪很小但是你们必须学习什么叫公义
So although you're very small, you must learn what is righteous.
否则有一天你面对这位上帝的时候
Or one day when you face God,
你会在很大的麻烦里边
You will have a lot of trouble.
A big trouble.
Big trouble.
好了，下面我们再看。好了，下面他说，完全人的义。
Here it talks about the righteousness of the blameless.
这里说是个完全人。
Here it talks about someone who is blameless.
啊，你没有什么事可以责备他的。
There's nothing that
他做的都很好。
There's nothing that they can be blamed for. Everything they do is done well.
我们在这里边那些孩子们，你们有没有在学校没有被老师责备过的？
Kids, have you ever been scolded by your teacher?
我想可能会有的。
I think some of you have.
但是你们有没有哪一个在家里你爸爸妈妈没责备过你的
Has anybody at home never been rebuked by their parents?
伊南在家里爸爸妈妈有没有责备过你
Did mommy or daddy ever rebuke you? Like tell you you're wrong?
什么时候爸爸妈妈责备你呢
When did we do that?
因为我们做错了嘛
Because、
对不对、
wrong.
啊我们做很多了所以我们不完全、
so、we're not perfect.
我们不是完全人
we're not blameless people.、
但是这里边讲的说完全人因为他就没有什么可以被指责的
but here it speaks of a blameless person because they cannot be blamed for anything
他做的呢都是按照上帝的那个心意做的
they've done everything according to God's will
所以这样的人呢上帝就给他一条路
So here, God has given them a road.
就是告诉他这个公义的路是什么样的路。
And told them this, the road of righteousness.
然后他就可以在上面走。
And then they could walk along this road.
这样的人就是完全的人。
This person is a blameless person.
因为上帝就是公义的。
Because God is righteous.
他也告诉了我什么是公义的。
He tells us what is righteous.
然后我就是他告诉我怎么走，我就怎么走。
And he tells me how to go, and however he tells whatever he tells me, I will go.
所以我走的每一步都是公义的。
So every step I take is a step of righteousness.
都是不被责备的。
And it's how I will be blameless.
所以孩子们，当我们学什么是公义的时候，我们必须照着去做的。
So when we learn what righteousness is, we have to do it.
上帝说你要尊重你的父母。
So God says you have to honor your parents.
如果你不尊重你的父母，神就不喜悦你。
If you don't honor your parents, God is not pleased.
神就说你不是义的。
You are not a righteous person.
当我们真的在家里边，我们因为上帝喜悦我们做儿女的去孝敬父母。
Because God wants us who are children to honor our parents.
我们也孝敬父母，我们也顺服父母。
We want to honor and obey our parents.
就相当于神给我们指导一条义路，然后我们往在上面走。
That's just like God giving us a road of righteousness, and we walk along this path.
上帝说，好。
And God will say, good job.
你是义的。
You are a righteous person.
你不在神的愤怒之下。
You are not in God's wrath.
神喜悦你。
God is pleased with you.
你不被毁灭。
And you will not be destroyed.
反而你可以在永生当中去走。
And you can go to the road of eternal life.
然后他说，但恶人必因自己的恶跌倒。
But the wicked falls by his own wickedness.
所以这里讲到恶人呢，不是因为别人做别人做的恶跌倒，而是什么呢？而是他自己作恶，所以呢，他就跌倒。
So the wicked person here did not fall because of somebody else's wickedness, but they've been wicked by their own actions.
给你举个例子，你就知道了。
I'll give you an example.
你在学校里边
，at school，
你不认真的去学习，不好好的上课，不认真听老师讲课。
If you don't seriously study and seriously listen to your teacher，
考试的时候呢，你得了一个成绩是 W，
and the grade you get at school is a W。
然后你回家，妈妈说：“哎，你为什么得个 W？”
And you go home and your mom says, "Why did you get a W?"
你说因为 Tina。
And you say, "Oh, it's because it's Tina."
我得个 W 和 Tina 有没有关系
？Is it does my grade have anything to do with Tina？
是因为我自己学没认真学习。
No, it's because I did not study seriously.
是不是？所以呢，他这里讲到了恶人是因为自己作恶，他跌倒了。
So here it says the wicked person falls by his own wickedness.
也就是我们做的每一件罪恶的事情。
So every wicked thing that we've done
都会带来一个后果。
Will bring a consequence.
我们有些时候我们撒个谎，看起来似乎没有结果。
Sometimes when we lie, it appears that there is no consequence.
啊，谁都不知道。
No one knows.
啊，别人不知道，老师也不知道。
No one knows, and the teacher doesn't know.
我们撒了一个谎。
We lie.
但是我告诉你，尽管你周围的人都不知道这个谎言，你父母也不知道，但是这个谎言依然有个后果。
Even if no one around you knows, your parents don't know, one day your lie will still bring a consequence.
而且有一天你必因为这个谎言去跌倒的。
And your lie will be your own downfall.
因为有一天你要面对上帝。
Because you have to face God one day.
上帝会审问你这个谎言是怎么回事。
God will ask you why did you lie.
这个谎言所带来的后果是什么呢？
And what is the consequence this lie will bring?
就是上帝的愤怒和毁灭。
God's wrath and destruction.
所以尽管我们可能活着的时候我们还没跌倒，但是我们在上帝面前，你一定会因为这个恶会跌倒。
So even right now, we might not be falling from our wickedness, but one day when we see God, it will be our own downfall if we do wicked things.
因此呢，他第六节才说，正直人的义必拯救自己。
And in verse 6, it says, the righteousness of the upright delivers them.
那我们就知道了，前面说指引他的路是一个能够拯救的路。
So we know that the road that guides them is the righteous road.
比如说现在有两个山。
For example, there's two mountains.
哎，看哈，有两个山。
There's two mountains.
很高，
很高，
很高。
Very high.
然后中间有两个桥。
And there's two bridges.
一个桥呢，通到那个山的。
One bridge goes to the other mountain.
另外一个桥呢，走到一半儿。
The other bridge goes halfway to the other mountain.
你要走哪个桥 ，Matthew？
Which bridge do you want to take？
你要走哪个桥 ，Jane？ 啊？就可以走通了呢嘛。
The one that goes all the way.
因为这个一半的走，是不是掉下去了 ，Matthew？
Because if you only go to the bridge that goes halfway down, you will fall in the middle.
所以当我们走这个可以跨过去这条桥的时候呢，我们就拯救了自己。
So when we can take the bridge that goes all the way across, we have saved ourselves.
那么奸诈人必陷在自己的罪孽当中。
So it says here, the treacherous are taken captive by their lust.
就好像走这个半截的桥一样。
Just like the bridge that only goes halfway.
必然会掉在毁灭当中。
They will fall and be destroyed.
但是呢，这两个桥呢，从这边看似乎是一样的。
But from the side where we're standing, do these two bridges look the same?
好像一模一样的。
They look exactly the same.
但是呢，有些人告诉你不要走这个桥，要走这个桥。
But some people tell you don't take this bridge, take the other bridge.
走那个桥，走到半道你走不通，会掉下去摔死的。
If you go on this bridge, it will only take you halfway and you'll fall in the.
这个桥是可以的。
But you go on this other bridge, it's good.
所以这就是我们学习圣经所告诉我们的，你们要受教育的。
This is what it means to be teachable by God's word.
否则的话，你一定会走到那个一半的桥上掉下去摔死的。
Or else we'll be like the person who takes the bridge that only goes halfway.
一定的。
For sure.
所以这里边讲到的是用的是拯救。
Here it talks about being delivered.
谁不愿意被拯救呢？
Who is not willing to be delivered?
你要不要被拯救？
Do you want to be saved?
你要不要被拯救呢
？Do you want to be saved, Christina?
没有人不喜欢被拯救的。
Not one person will not want to be saved.
Matthew, 你要不要被拯救呢？耶卡点头了，不是。我们每一个人，每个人我们都是盼望被拯救的。
Everyone hopes to be saved.
但是我们盼望被拯救，我们必须学习什么是公义的。
But if we want to be saved or delivered, we must learn what righteousness is.
我们必须学习上帝喜欢什么。
We have to learn what God likes.
对不对 ，Linda？ 哦。否则我们就会陷在自己的罪孽当中
or we will be taken captive by our own
而陷在罪孽当中这个后果是极其严重的
and the consequence of our sin will be very serious
好了我们看第七节
Let's look at verse 7
和第八节
and verse 8、
好了这里说恶人一死他的指望必灭绝
Here it says when the wicked dies his hope will perish
罪人的盼望呢也必灭没
SoFor the wicked person, their hope will perish.
这里边那个恶人指的就是罪人，这里边的盼望也是指的指望。
So here, the wicked person is the evil person, and the
那个指望呢也是盼望 ，hope is expectation.
And the expectation will perish too.
它俩是一个意思哈。
So it's the same meaning.
所以呢，这里总而言之讲到说，我们每个人都有一个盼望。
So everyone has a hope.
每个人都有一个指望。
Everyone has expectation.
那我们指望什么呢
what do we expect?
刚才我们讲了我们指望什么我们指望的是什么
What do we expect?、
你别走这桥走一半掉下去了我们不想走这桥上掉下去对不对
So we don't want to go on the bridge that falls halfway down.
我们的盼望就是能够走过去
We hope that we can go all the way across to the other mountain.
所以当我们走路的时候我们首先考虑的是这条路是半道能够掉下去摔死呢还是能够走通呢
So first we think about the bridge that we're going to take. Are we going to take the one that goes all the way or the one that goes halfway and we fall down?
但是恶人也好罪人也好他们也有盼望的
But whether you're wicked or evil, you will also have a hope.
每个人都有一个盼望
Everyone has hopes.
罪人的盼望是什么呢
What is the hope of the wicked?
他这里说他就希望能够多得钱
Here it talks about wealth.
我在这个世界上我能够有更多的钱
Oh, when I'm in this world, I want to have more money
有更大的房子
I want to have a bigger house
我有更大的权利
I want to have more power
我长得更漂亮
I want to be more beautiful
我们有很多的这样的盼望的
We have so many expectations like
是不是
this, our hopes.
我多得几个 A
Oh, I want to get more A's
但是呢如果他是一个义人的话这一切对他都是好的
So if you're a righteous person, these things will still be good.
但是如果他是个恶人的话
But if this person's wicked,
他的所有的这些指望都会没有的
All of these hopes and expectations will perish.
为什么呢
Why?
因为他们所盼望的东西全都在这个世界上
Because everything that they hope for is in this world.
换句话说都在桥的这一边
They are on the other side of that bridge.
桥这边的东西带不过桥那边的
The things that are on this side of the mountain, this on the mountain that you're on this side of the bridge, nothing is on the other side. Nothing that you want is on the other side.
不管你在这个桥的这一边，这个山上，你有多么富有
，It doesn't matter how rich the other side, the other mountain is.
你就是一针一线，你都带不到那边桥那边去的。
You cannot bring any of it to the other side.
就好像前面所说的，你所拥有的东西呢，没有用。当神发怒的日子是没有用的。
Just like it says before, everything that you have is will not be a profit to you.
所以他一切的指望呢，都会变成泡影。
So everything that this person hopes will be
like a bubble.
Like a bubble.
那个肥皂泡就是吹那东西，那个东西。
Yeah, okay.
因为它一会儿飞一会儿，就爆炸了。
Because it'll just blow away and it'll pop.
Yeah.所以我们就知道恶人他一死这些东西就都没有了
So when the wicked dies everything that they hope for will die too
他在桥的这边所在这个世界当中他所拥有的一切都将和他一起进到上帝的毁灭当中
Everything that they have gained on this side in the world they will lose everything when they are destroyed by God
同样的道理
in the same
这个人他要一个义人他要走这条可以走通的路
In the same way, if the righteous person goes on the bridge that goes all the way across,
他什么都不需要把这边的东西带到桥那边去。
They don't need anything. They don't need to bring anything to the other side.
为什么呢?
Why not?
因为上帝在那边给你预备了最完美的一切。
Because God has already prepared the best, the most perfect things for them on the other side.
那个地方就是我们所说的天国。
That is what the Bible talks about when it talks about the kingdom of heaven.
在那个国家，那在那个天国里边，所有的一切都是永恒的，都是不变的，都是不坏的。
Everything in the kingdom of heaven is eternal and does not pass away.
你今天你说你有钱。
Here you might have money.
明天你可能就没有钱。
Maybe tomorrow you won't have any.
你今天说你长得漂亮。
Today you might be beautiful.
因为你十八岁。
Because you're 18.
但是你，我确定你八十一岁的时候比我肯定难看。
But I for sure when you're 81 you'll be uglier than me.
你说，哎，我现在的我这体型很好看。
Oh, you can say, oh, my figure is awesome.
但是我保证你，等你到八十一岁的时候，当然不一定活到八十一岁的时候，你肯定是跟我差不多，比我还差的。
But when you're 81, your figure will not be good.
你说你今天我有个八千尺的房子。
You can say, oh, I might have an 8,000 square foot house.
我相信你这个八千尺房子过一百年、二百年就没有了。
I believe that in 100 or 200 years, your 8,000 square foot house, it won't be standing up any longer.
更可怜的事情，这房子还在那儿，你没了。
Or even worse, maybe the house is there and you're not there to live in it.
就是这个房子，它不会离去，你也会离去。
So the house might be still standing, but you won't be here anymore to enjoy it.
所以你就明白，这个世界上所有的东西都不是永远的。
So everything that we gain here is not eternal.
但是在天国里的东西却是永远的。
But everything we get in the kingdom of heaven, those things are eternal.
当我们进入天国，进入永恒，过了这个永恒之桥的时候，
when we enter the kingdom of heaven, when we enter eternity,
我们就变成一个不变的了。
We will become unchanging.
而在我们进入这永恒不变之前呢，上帝给我们一个非常非常荣美的身体和生命。
And then when we enter that, we will have a perfect and beautiful body.
啊，我前几天腰很疼。
My hip was hurting the other day.
为什么呢？因为我年纪大了。
Why? Because I'm getting old.
但是当我进到永恒当中的时候，你的腰永远不会疼。
But when I could go into it, my eternity, my hip will never hurt.
今天 ，Jenna 不高兴的时候什么？会不会哭啊
？When you're unhappy, will you cry?
Uh-huh, 对呀。但是你进到永恒天国当中，你永远都不会哭。
But when you go into the eternal kingdom of heaven, you'll never cry.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为那里边没有让你可以伤心悲伤的事情。
Because nothing there will happen that can make you cry.
所以我们的指望是那里，不是现在。
So our hope is in that and not the things here in this.
我们今天在这所有的指望都是暂时的。
So here, everything, all our hopes are temporary.
所以如果我们把这个指望放在这个世界当中的时候呢，我们也就是恶人，我们的盼望也会和我们一同的灭亡。
So if we hope in the things of this world, then our hopes like us will perish.
比如说我们现在做一件事情。
For example, if we do something.
我们在盖一个楼房。
We are building a house.
我们每一个人都在盖楼房。
And everyone's building one.
你们去找很多的东西，比如说砖呐、石头啊，你们来盖房子，对不对
？So we're getting brick and stones.
我什么都不用。
I don't need anything.
我就坐在这里，我就这样在摆。
I don't need anything. I'm just there building.
你们会觉得，哎 ，Uncle Patrick 很愚蠢。
You'll think, oh, Uncle Patrick is very foolish.
为啥呢
？Why?
你盖房子，你用石头啊，你就用手这样摆来摆去，就能摆上了吗？
So if you don't have anything and you just move your hands like this, will you build anything?
对呀、啊，但是我们今天如果像这些恶人一样
，But if we're like the wicked people,
我们的盼望就是所能够看见的这一切
，And we're hoping in everything that we can see with our eyes.
就好像方才我用这个空气在盖房子一样
，Just like when I'm using the air to build a house.
没有任何意义的
，There's no meaning in it.
因为上帝说这些恶人必定和他所的指望一起都是灭没的。
Because here, God says, when the wicked dies, his hope will die too.
啊，更有甚者，你看后边这节经文说，义人得脱离患难，有恶人来代替他。
Here it says, the righteous is delivered from trouble, and the wicked walks into it instead.
所以这个呢，我们常常看到的一件事情是什么呢？就是比如说有一个很麻烦的东西。
So we always see if something's very troublesome.
你会发现呢，有的人呢就站着就不动就看。
Some people will just stand there and look at that thing.
有的小孩就去做。
Some kids will go walk into the trouble.
上两个星期我们那个儿童那个summer camp, 你看到了哈。
So a few weeks ago, we saw this at the children's summer camp.
同样一件事情，有的小朋友就不去做。
So for the same thing, some kids were willing to do something.
有的小孩就非常高兴的去做。
Some kids were very happy to do something.
就是这里讲的。
And what is talking about here?
这样的患难呢，这样的麻烦呢，到处都有。
Here, the trouble, everywhere there's trouble.
你在学校有，你在家里也有，对不对？
At school there's trouble, at home there's trouble.
你在哪儿都有。
Everywhere there's trouble.
你坐公共汽车都有。
When you're on the bus, there's trouble.
但是有些人你看他就走进了这个麻烦。
But when some people enter trouble,
有些人就远离这个麻烦。
And some other people will go far away from the trouble.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他知道这件事情是不公义的，不能去做，我要离开他。
Because some people know, oh, this is not righteous, I want to get away from it.
但是有一些人呢？
But some other people.
这种人叫愚昧的人。
Foolish people.
也叫恶人。
Or wicked people.
也叫邪恶的人。
Or evil people.
他们不知道什么叫好，什么叫坏。
They don't know the difference between good and evil.
他们不知道什么对，什么是错。
They don't know what is right and wrong.
他觉得这个事情很好玩。
They just think, oh, this is fun.
他就去了。
And they'll go do it.
去了怎么样呢？
And then what happens to them?
他就得到了这个患难，得到这个麻烦。
They will get into trouble.
所以我们今天就是这个道理的，我们就在学习这件事情。
So here we're learning this truth.
给你举个再简单的例子。
I'll give you a simpler example.
你们现在读到高中，读到初中，你会遇到这个问题了。比如说大麻。
So for example, in high school or middle school, you'll encounter pot.
大麻。
Pot.
是吗？大麻对。
Marijuana.
对 ，marijuana. 哎，我要确保你明白这个意思。大麻还有更可是毒品。
Drugs?
啊，更严重的叫毒品。我不知道大麻和毒品谁严重啊。
Okay.
总而言之是毒品、
okay.
这个东西的。
Or drugs.
你看，那个毒品对很多的人呢，他就觉得哎，我不能碰这个东西。
So drugs for some people, they know they can't touch this stuff.
但是你会发现有一些人呢，就叫我试一试。
But some other people will be like, oh, I'll give it a try.
但是你试一试的时候，你就回不来了。
But some people, when they try some drugs, they can never go back to not doing them.
所以所有的这些麻烦、这些错误、这些不对的东西，都好像这些毒品一样。
So the trouble that is mentioned in the scripture is just like the drugs.
当你一旦去试的时候呢，你就会掉进去。
When you try something, you will enter the trouble. You get into trouble.
你就回不来了。
And you can't get out of it.
你觉得说，哎，我需要去试一试。
You say, oh, I gotta go try it.
千万不要去试这些东西。
Please do not try this.
因为你去试的时候呢，你可能就回不来了。
Because if you try it, there's no turning back.
所以我们今天要学习什么是对的，什么是错的。
So today we have to learn what is right and what is wrong.
什么是公义的，什么是邪恶的。
What is righteous and what is wicked.
我告诉你，吸大麻、吸毒就是邪恶的。
So I want to tell you, smoking.
千万不要碰。
Smoking marijuana is wicked, and you shouldn't touch that.
因为这些东西不但可以毁灭你的身体。
Because not only will that stuff hurt your body.
也可以毁灭你的灵魂。
Because that those things can also destroy
your soul. 因为有一天上帝也要审判这个事情。
Because one day God will judge this thing.
如果我们说我们的身体的毁灭就是死亡的话，
So if the destruction of our body is death,
那么我们的灵魂的毁灭呢？
The destruction of our soul is
就是永永远远在上帝的愤怒的下边。
Eternally living under God's wrath.
你爸爸发怒的时候，你害怕不害怕？
Are you scared when your father gets angry?
但是我告诉你，爸爸的发怒照比上帝的发怒要差得很远很远很远。
But I want to tell you, there's a huge difference between your father's anger and the anger of God.
你爸爸跟你发怒，今天打了你。
If your dad gets mad at you and hits you today.
明天不理你。
And tomorrow doesn't talk to you.
后天他出差了。
And then goes out for work the next day.
一个星期回来之后没事了。
Comes back in a week, there's nothing between you guys.
但是上帝的愤怒是永永远远的。
But God's anger is forever, it's eternal.
你觉得说那上帝也不过就是打我两下了。
So you can't think that, oh, God will just hit me two times.
不是。
No.
要把我们放在火里边烧，一直到永永远远。
He will put us in hellfire forever and ever.
因为圣经告诉我们说，上帝告诉我们说，他自己就是烈火。
So God Himself in the Bible tells us that He's a consuming fire.
他的愤怒也好像烈火。
His wrath is like a consuming fire.
所以要小心啊。
So we have to be careful.
所以我们不要做这样没事就往上冲的人。
So
没事就去往恶的地方跑的人。
So we shouldn't be like those people who just rush towards trouble.
你见到这些恶事的时候，你要离得越远越好。
When we see people that are doing wicked things, let's get away from it.
当你看到这些恶事的时候，恶的事情的时候呢，就好像看到了地狱的烈火。
Just when we see wickedness, we should also see the hell, like hell's fire.
你会觉得说，哦， 啊，吸毒这是个大事情，撒谎是个小事情。
You can't say, oh, drugs are a huge issue, but lying is a small.
但是我告诉你，无论吸毒也好，无论同性恋也好，无论是一个撒一个谎也好，这都在上帝面前都是罪的。
Whether you're smoking or whether you're gay or whether you're lying, last example, sorry, all of these are sin.
你不要觉得说，哎呀，撒谎是小事情，这个吸毒才是大事情，同性恋才是大事情。
So you can't just say, oh, lying is a small thing, but being gay is a huge thing, and smoking marijuana is a huge thing.
在上帝的眼里只有两个人，两种人。
In God's eyes, there are only two types of people.
一种人呢叫义人。
One is called righteous.
另外一种人叫罪人。
The other one is called a sinner.
义人呢得以存活，恶人呢必定毁灭。
So the righteous will be delivered, the wicked will perish.
你可以这样说，说，哎，我撒个谎是个小恶人，他是个同性恋，他是大恶人。
So you can't say I lied. I'm a little sinner, but that person is gay. They're a huge sinner.
但是在上帝的眼里都是罪人。
But in God's eyes, they are sinners.
罪人，上帝都要毁灭。
Sinners, God will destroy.
所以我们要得救的。
So we want to be delivered.
不但要救我们在这个世界上面的这些患难
So we do not only want to be saved from the troubles of this world
更要救我们这个上帝的永恒的愤怒
We want to be saved from God's wrath
这很重要、
This is very important
好最后两节
So the last two verses
好了这里又提到一种人说什么呢叫不虔敬的人
Here it talks about a person who is godless
就是前面讲的那些恶人
It's the evil person that the
就是前面讲的那些罪人
Just like the sinners that the Bible is talking about
这些人呢他用口去败坏他的邻舍
Here it talks about with his mouth that they would destroy their neighbor
什么叫邻舍呢
What does his name mean
我现在站在这里呢他就是我的邻舍他也是我的邻舍
I'm standing here the person on my right and my left are my neighbors
你虽然离我远一点但是你也是我的邻舍
Even though you're farther away from me you're still my neighbor
就讲到我们周围的人
Everyone around us.
所以这些罪人呢，他们不但自己被败坏了。
So not only are the wicked corrupt themselves.
所以呢，他也会败坏别人呢。
They will destroy their neighbor.
用什么呢
？By using what?
用他讲的话。
Using their mouth, the words they say.
讲出来的话都充满了什么？令人死亡的臭气。
Everything that they say brings destruction to those around them.
所以我们今天的人呢？我们坐在这里的孩子们，你说，哎，我要做义人，我不要做这些不敬虔的人。
So here we all want to be righteous. We don't want to be like those godless people.
你可能会被这些不虔敬的人把你给败坏了。
Or else you will be corrupted by those godless people.
换句话说，就是这些不虔敬的人向你不拉不拉不拉不拉的时候，很可能把你也败坏了。
So when those godless people are blabbering off to you, you will probably.Also be corrupted by them.
所以你当被这些不敬虔的人、这些恶人讲那些谣言的、那些恶毒的语言的时候，你不要去听。
So when ungodly people are speaking bad things to you, you should not listen.
因为你听的时候，你很可能就被败坏了。
Because when you are listening to those things, you will be destroyed.
你知道为什么吗
？Why?
因为当你听的时候，你的里边就被这些他讲的这些不好的话给充满。
Because you will be filled with those bad things that they are speaking about.
然后你很可能就去对着别人在不拉不拉不拉。
And then you will go speak those bad things to other people.
所以说你不但被败坏了，然后你又去败坏别人。
So not only will you be destroyed, you will destroy others.
千万不要做这个事情。
Please do not do this.
你特别是女孩子哈。
Especially girls.
女孩子很喜欢这个耳朵这边耳朵进，往这边嘴出去。
So girls like to listen with this ear, and then it comes out their mouth.
所以面对这些不敬虔的人，你不要听他讲话。
So when ungodly people are speaking, don't listen to what they're saying.
就好像一个人往你脸上吹臭气一样，你要离得远一点。
It's like when somebody is putting gross air in your face.
所以这个要小心的。说义人确认知识得救。
So it says here that the righteous.So the righteous people will not listen because they know that it's wrong. So they'll say, "I'm not going to listen to this. I'm not going to listen to this."
义人他知道这是臭气，我不说，不说，不说。
And the righteous will also know, "I'm not going to say this. I'm not going to say this."
所以你既没被败坏，你也没去败坏别人。
So you will not be destroyed, and you will not destroy others.
上帝说好。
And God will say, "Good job."
所以千万我们要做一个，你是不是传话了你？好了，下面说一人降服，何成喜乐？
So here it says, when it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoices.
恶人灭亡，人都欢呼。
And when the wicked perish, there are shouts of gladness.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就是义人是受欢迎的。
That the righteous are welcomed by others.
恶人呢，人人讨厌的。
The wicked people, everyone hates.
不但上帝讨厌。
Not they're not only hated by God. People hate them too.
我们愿意做被人讨厌的人吗？
Do we want to be the person that everyone hates?
你比如说我出门摔个跟头，摔倒了，哎呀，摔得鼻青脸肿。
So for example, if I fall down and then everything's swollen.
然后我就回来了。
And I come back.
然后你们在这里边，你说，哎，买点酒 ，Cheers， 为啥呢？啊，钟海叔叔摔得鼻青脸肿。
And I come back and everyone's like, oh yay, he fell down and hurt himself.
那说明我是恶人。
That shows that I'm an evil person.
所以你愿意做这样人吗？你当然不愿意做这样人。
Do you want to be this person? No one wants to be this person.
如果你摔倒了，你当然愿意别人去关心你，把你扶起来。
If you fall down, you hope that you're cared for by other people.
所以孩子们，我们做一个认识公义的人，能够
someone who knows what is righteous.
能够行公义的人。
Someone who does righteousness.
不但上帝喜欢，人也喜欢。
So not only someone who is loved by God, but is loved by others.
我们做这些恶人。
But if we're wicked people.
不但人不喜欢，上帝也不更不喜欢。
Not only will we be hated by others, we will be hated by God.
而这个结果呢是非常可怕的，叫灭亡。
And the consequence is very bad. It is destruction.
所以我们现在在一起在学什么呢？
So、
我们在学什么是对的，什么是公义的。
We're learning about what is right, what is righteous.
非常重要哦。
It's very important.
所以盼望你们呢，能从小就明白什么是对的，什么是错的。
So I hope you know from a very young age what is right and what is wrong.
因为现在这个社会里边呢，对和错呢，这个中间的界限呢，越来越模糊了。
So because the line in between what is right and wrong is getting blurrier and blurrier.
你搞不清楚什么是对，什么是错的。
You can't see clearly what is right and what is wrong.
而且你做错了，好像你更受欢迎。
And sometimes when we do wrong, more people will like us.
这个世界似乎 upside down.
Everything in the world is flipped upside down.
但是你要把它当 upside,
but you have to flip it up on the right side.
啊，你要把它正过来看。
And you have to flip it up the right way.
你怎么能够正过来看呢？哎，这就是正过来看。
How can you do that? You have to read the Bible.
哪个是 up, 哪个是 down, 谁说了算？
Who decides what is up and what is down?
你们学校的同学，90%的人都说这是 upside down。
So maybe 90% of your fellow students will say, oh, this watch is upside down.
这是不是就是 upside down 呢？
Then is it upside down?
不一定。
Not necessarily.
因为上帝说这才叫 upside down.
But if God says, oh, this is upside down.
好了，最后决定开始审判了。按照上帝说的 upside down 审判，还是按照你同学90%的人说的算呢？
So on the day of judgment, will things be measured according to what God has said or what your fellow students have said?
当然是上帝说了算。
Of course, upon what God has said.
因为上帝是审判者。
Because God is the judge.
所以你们同学都同意的事情不一定是对的。
So even if you agree with everything that your classmates agree on, it doesn't mean that you're right.
甚至加拿大一个国家都说是对的，也不一定是对的。
Even if everyone in Canada agrees with you, it doesn't mean you're right.
你比如说今天在这边叫什么，同性恋是合法的，对不对？
So here, being homosexual is fine.
他们很高兴的。
Everyone's so happy about that.
但是如果他们不悔改的话，
But if they do not repent,
当上帝来的时候，这些人都要灭亡，都要被毁灭。
When God comes back, these people will be destroyed.
你说不对呀，加拿大政府说我是合法的。
You can say, no, that's not right, that's not right. The Prime Minister says it's fine.
上帝说，不但加拿大是我的，整个的世界都是我的。
God will not only say Canada is mine, the whole world is mine.
See? 所以你们要懂得去分别什么是正确的，什么是错误的。
So you have to learn how to discern what is right and what is wrong.
而正确和错误的这个判断的界限，只有上帝来定的。
And you have to know that
来决定的。
The line between what is right and wrong is determined by God.
所以很重要。
So it's very important.
我们有可能在不自觉的当中就被人家给败坏了。
So when we're not
unconsciously,
when we're not conscious of something, we will easily be taken astray by someone else.
就好像我们开车在那个高速公路上一样。
Just when we're drive, like we're driving on the highway.
我不知道你们在高速公路上，你会不会偶尔经常的，我们回从我们家从这到家，我们会闻到许多是大麻的味儿。
from the road here to home, there's lots of marijuana smells.
有时候这车刷一过去，因为我们开着空调嘛，一进来风。
Just because we have our AC on, we'll get a lots of whiffs of marijuana.
我以前以为是那些被撞死的兔子啊，什么那个腐烂的味道。
I used to think it was the smell of roadkill.
啊，后来才知道原来那叫大麻。
Oh, and I learned later on.
所以我在不自觉当中，我就被大麻吸了一口。
So I've unconsciously sniffed some pot.
但是我们今天也是一样的。
But same thing.
如果我们要不知道的话，我们很可能就被这些不敬虔的人、这些恶人的邪恶被玷污了。
If we're not conscious of things, we will be corrupted by the evil around us.
然后我们也会在不自觉当中呢，我们又去玷污别人。
And when we are unclear of things, we will also lead other people astray.
这样的人就是糊涂人。
These people are 糊涂
人。就是。No conscious.
No, unconscious. 那个意思就是没有不行。
就是不清不楚的，叫什么？说个简单的吧，就是不知道哪个是左手，哪个是右手。
They won't know their right from their left.
连左手右手都不知道。
Yeah, they won't even know their right hand from their left hand.
所以孩子们从小的时候，你们能够明白什么是对的，什么是错的。
So they won't know what is right and what is wrong.
这会影响你一生的。
This will influence your entire life.
Tina, 什么叫一生？
What does your entire life mean?
什么叫一生？啊？ Not sure? Try. 什么叫一生？ Your whole life. 我们通常讲了，我们通常讲是从生到死。
So we usually we say from when we're born to when we die.
我告诉你不是的。
I'm telling you that's not it.
我们的存在不是当我们生出来的时候才存在的。
So our existence doesn't start when we are born.
我们在神的眼中，我们从在永恒当中就有的。
From God's eyes, we were from eternity.
人认为我们死了就结束了。
Lots of people think when we die, that's our end.
死没有结束。
It doesn't end when we die.
所以我告诉你，你在这个世界上存在这70年也好，80年也好，这是你生命的一部分。
So I just want to tell you, the time on earth you have, your 70, 80 years on this earth, that's just a part of your life.
因为你的灵魂是在永恒里边。
Because our spirit is on the eternal spectrum.
我们的灵魂来自永恒，最后还要回到永恒。
So we are from eternity and we will go to eternity.
所以我们的生也好，我们的死也好，只是我们生命的一部分。
So our birth and death, that's only part of our life.
所以你就知道这个是多么的重要，我们今天讲的多么的重要。
So that's how important what we are talking about is today.
我们的死亡
，our death，
就好像到了几岁，4岁需要去 junior kindergarten 一样。
So when we're 4, we have to go to junior kindergarten.
6岁我们要去上小学一样。
So when we're 6, we have to go to elementary school.
然后我们到10几岁，我们可以到中学。
And when we're grade 10, we have to go to middle school.
然后到19岁，我们可以上大学。
And when we're 19, we go to university.
25岁我们去工作。
When we're 25, we go to work.
26岁我们结婚。
When we get married, when we're 26.
28岁我们生孩子。
We have kids when we're 28.
55岁我们当爷爷奶奶。
When we're 55, we become grandparents.
然后到70岁或者80岁，我们就躺在医院里。
When we're 70 or 80, we are in the hospital.
然后我们好像7岁啊、好像6岁上学一样，我们进入死亡。
And then we will enter death.
那是我们的生命的一部分。
That's only part of our life.
所以你就知道这个桥，前面我们用这个比喻，这个桥多么的重要。
So that's how the important the picture is of the bridge that we talked about today.
你要么进到那个永恒的荣耀美好当中。
You'll either enter into eternal glory and honor.
你要么掉在永恒的神的愤怒和灭亡毁灭当中。
Or you'll fall down halfway and be eternally under God's wrath.
千万不要等你们躺在病床上。
Don't wait until you're on the deathbed.
再想这个问题。
Another question.
啊哈，你才去想这个问题。
Oh no, to think about this issue.
所以现在你们从小可以想这个问题，你要去想的。
So think about this while you have the opportunity to think about it.
你可以说，哎呦，我今天刚8岁，我有很多的时间呢。
You can think, oh, I'm just 8 years old. I have lots of time.
又有几岁？12啊，我12岁还有很长很长的时间。
I'm only 12. I have so much time to think about things.
但是我告诉你，我今年53岁。
But I'm telling you, today I'm 53.
我12岁的时候，像悠悠这么大的事情，好像昨天一样。
Yesterday, it just feels like yesterday that I was 12 years old.
所以40年就过去了。
40 years have just gone by.
就像昨天。
Just like it was yesterday.
所以悠悠，等你长到53岁，你来找我。
So when you're 53, come find me.
你看你能不能想象12岁的时候，今天是8月3号，我跟你说了什么
？Can you think about? Can you remember today what I've talked to you about?
如果你找不到我呢？
If you can't find me,
我估计你肯定找不到我。
I think that you won't be able to find me.
啊，你就冲着天空说说，仲海叔叔，我记得。
You can face the heavens and say, "Oh, Uncle, I remember what you told me."
你下边一定会跟着一句话，就好像昨天一样。
And then you will agree with me that yeah, it was just like yesterday.
除非你很讨厌我。
Unless you hate me.
所以年轻孩子们，你们不要觉得你有很长的时间，你没有很长的时间。
So don't think that you have so much time. You don't have a lot of time.
你没有很长的时间。
You don't have a lot of time.
所以赶紧去学习什么是义的，什么是不义的。
So hurry and study what is righteous and what is evil.
免得掉下去。
Or else you will fall down.
掉下去是永永远远的。
When you fall down, it's an eternal thing.
不是70年，不是80年，不是700年，不是800年，不是7000年，不是8000年。
It's not 70 or 80 or 700 or 800 or 70,000 or 80,000.
是永永远远。
It's eternal.
所以你是值得去想一想的。
So you have to think about it.
好，我们今天就讲到这儿。
Okay.